watch with me.
The Green Bay Packer select Jordan Morgan, tackle, Arizona.
Versatile offensive lineman like we like, you know, really athletic. Feel he could probably play four positions for us.
Well, they went offensive line, but certainly not the direction we anticipated.
It's not a sexy. Cooper DeJean would have been a sexy.
I have him listed as the 17th best available player.
That particular cheesehead doesn't seem excited.
Everything froze, and then I got that call.
Two-time team captain, our kind of guy. Still
we're rising. The Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams.
I'm good. My fortunes are changing.
The Minnesota Vikings select
J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, Michigan.
J.J. McCarthy, if he's got to develop, he's going to have to play right away just based on what they have currently.
This stuff never goes as you think it will.
Cooper DeJean.
Still there. Blue, what's this rumor I hear? Are you in Detroit announcing pick 41 for the Packers?
I am in Detroit. I found out that I got two picks if Goody keeps them.
Does that mean Cooper DeJean 41?
Nah, he ain't making that far.
I mean, it would be pretty cool if he did.
Here he comes. Cooper DeJean cuts it back.
If Cooper DeJean is there, I think they probably take him.
He's a hell of a football player.
If he ends up in Green Bay, I would be pleased to punch.
I don't think they're going to use all five of their day one, day two picks.
You got to hit with at least two or three of them, and they have to be ready to play now.
Our guys are going to have to come back and just get to work.
We work so hard at getting the value out of the players on the board.
The Green Bay Packers select.
Tomorrow starts with me and you and you. Tomorrow starts with me and you.
Here's the Friday edition.
Tomorrow starts with me.
The Jordan Morgan protecting Jordan Love edition. The offensive linemen are not sexy. I work with one. He likes to use the word. I don't know how sexy he is. But you need him. And if you don't want to be one of those six teams desperate for a quarterback in the first 12 picks, you need to keep him safe edition. And the could Brian Bulaga, Iowa, later tonight be announcing Cooper DeJean, Iowa edition of Wildy and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay, where the Packers pick with the 25th overall pick, Jordan Morgan, a tackle out of Arizona, as Tim, one of our callers yesterday, suggested they should do. Good to hear Goody listens to the show. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, bumping to his second straight Johnny montage, and from his undisclosed location. He's sexy and we know it. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's the reaction so far? What did Goody... I think none of us are surprised that it's an O-lineman. Your nope. guy went early.
He did. See? Earlier than I thought.
My guy went early. Chopper.
Ooh, yeah.
So the big thing last night was I think you get caught up in watching all these mocks, thinking it's Cooper DeJean. And what you keep getting reminded of, while these draft nicks and the experts are getting better, they're getting pretty good. There's a lot of chalk that was done. There's still a big difference with what they see and with what Goody sees. Because I think everyone that went into their little books after saw, oh, he's supposed to be a second-round pick. These guys know what they're doing. And I'm at the point where I had a couple texts after the pick. What do you think? Basically, did I sit and break down a ton of film on this guy? No, I didn't. But I'm pretty sure Goody did, and Goody's been pretty dang good when it comes to O-line picks, so I feel pretty dang good about it, and it fits what Green Bay always does. They don't draft sloppy, bad-footed linemen. They're drafting athletes that can play left tackle in college, because if you can't play left tackle in college, I think the philosophy is you ain't going to be able to play in the NFL. It's going to be really hard for you to play at this level with what we're going to ask you to do, which is be multi-versatile, multi-dimensional, And it sounds like from the press conference Goody gave last night, this kid can play pretty much anywhere. And they love his athleticism. They love his toughness. They love his leadership. So I feel really good because I think even though safety and linebacker, there's other spots that you have to fit, you saw the run on offensive tackles, 9 in the first round. You have to also see how the board is going, and you have to say, how big of a drop-off is it going to be? They felt good about this kid. They liked him from the beginning, and he fell to him. And I think we as Packer fans, when Jordan Love gets his fat contract, you better keep churning out guys that can block for him. And that's what the Packers did last night.
He's our kind of guy. That's what Goody called him. Versatile college left tackle. So that there's no doubt that he fits the suit there. Now, I'm gonna start by pushing back on you a little bit, though, by saying that Goody's track record with offensive linemen is okay. He's got two guys that are really good. Elgton Jenkins is really good, and Zach Tom is really good. If you go through his track record, though, I mean, we did spend an entire day talking about how Josh Myers isn't good enough, and they're not going to re-sign him. That's a second-round pick. And Creed Humphrey went the pick after him. So that hasn't been great. John Runyon was productive for them as
a
sixth-round pick.
Though. Okay, so your criticism there is fair. You know, I'm not going to get all defensive because I'm a Goody stan. There's fairness with your criticism. But did Josh Myers play pretty good football at the end of last season?
Has
Josh Myers started a ton of football games for your football team?
He has.
Now, do they expect him? Are they going to want to pay him the going rate, $10-11 million a year? No, they're not. But you can't just say you're not going to hit on everyone. And it's not like he is El Stinko. He is a very serviceable center. They're always looking to get better. That doesn't mean Josh Myers might be looking at this saying, I'm sick of hearing about Zach Tom moving to center. Maybe he pops and he is all pro. You just don't know because he has been hurt too. And he's healthier and he had his best season last year than he had the first two.
Mm-hmm.
So push back all you want. Fair. He's Natasha Bedingfielded yet. He's going to be pissed off. No, he's going to be pissed off, and I think he's going to be highly motivated, and it's his contract year. So let's just slow our roll a little bit with all that other talk.
All right. I am not a Josh Myers hater, nor am I a Josh Myers stan. The guy who breaks down all the film and motivated him by criticizing him frequently, Brian Bulaga, will join us later. He did. He played better in the second half. But the way he has talked about on this program, he is not good enough as a second-round pick. If he had been a sixth-round pick like John Runyon, you'd be saying, well, they really got a lot out of a sixth-round pick. But again, the expectation game matters. And look, we need to find out what Sean Ryan really is, too, because they are essentially handing him the right guard job. It's his to lose, and they rotated him in. We'll see. Is he another of the third-round disappointments? Or is he going to be like Tucker Kraft, a guy that you're pretty excited about? We'll see. But my point is that it doesn't matter. Jordan Morgan stands on his own. Doesn't matter what the track record is. Is he good or not? They really like him. They like that.
Where are they going to start him at? Did Goody get into it? I know that all the best five are going to play. Where do you envision Goody envisioning giving him to Steno and Butkus? Where are they going to start playing him? Is he going to be left tackle as the two? Where are we starting him?
So, of course, we didn't get an answer on that. Well, we want our coaches to get their hands on him. But Bill Belichick last night was very effusive in his praise of Jordan Morgan.
Boy, I'll say this. If you wanted analysis of the draft, and I know you don't like McAfee's show, that show was great last night. Bill Belichick, for as much as he hated the media, he was really good.
Yeah, I've told you that from that experience at dinner at the Combine many, many years ago.
Breakfast.
No, it was dinner with him. But he's great. He's a great storyteller. He chooses to be. It's kind of like the old McCarthy, boring by design. He chooses to be that way. But doesn't matter. If he thinks that Jordan Morgan is a clear-cut left tackle, I'm willing to bet that the Packers do too. And you don't pick him at 25 so he can come in and play right guard. They clearly are not bothered by his 32 7/8 inch arms. We'll talk to another short-armed tackle a little bit later in the program. And look, if you draft him where you did, I think you're saying, all right, Rashid Walker, the gauntlet has been thrown down. Mm-hmm. Yosh Nijman did not rise to the occasion of competing with you. Steno said it. Let's see you rise to the occasion of competing with our first-round pick. What are you going to do about it? So I don't think anyone was surprised they went tackle. I don't think Jordan Morgan is an exciting pick. Cooper DeJean is an exciting pick. He had three pick sixes. And,
still available.
But it tells you, to your point as we began the show, they had their choice. They could have taken Cooper DeJean. Mm-hmm. They took Jordan Morgan. So he clearly was graded higher.
Could have taken another guy that the draft people were in love with, the RAS score. But I just think Goody and his staff value if you – and you know what? Ted did this a lot too. I remember Juice Coastin, and I know Juice didn't have the career I think he hoped. I got a great jacket out of it.
You did.
But he was a left tackle. You look at it because – defensive linemen and linebackers are not getting less athletic. The days of the mauling run blocker, they're over. They've been over. It's like Greg Gard said the other day, if that's what you long for, tough luck. And if you better have the feet, and the feet at left tackle in college doesn't mean you got the feet for a left tackle in the pros.
Right.
But it gives you a great starting point. And I think that versatility, because of injuries, is something that the Green Bay Packers value at an incredibly high level, and it's all about athleticism and then what do you do with it. And I don't think it was a mistake or something that just was a secondhand comment. Goody also loves that coming back from an injury.
Yo,
he also
no doubt.
Loves the leadership component and the toughness that comes, because I'm not going to be old guy here and say my generation was tougher and all this other stuff, but there is a value for being available and for being tough that you'll fight through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this young man has done that, I think, adds to it. There's so much talk about, how much do you run? How much do you bench? And that stuff's all important.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also that unknown or that intangible of, is he going to play through an ankle? Or is he going to sit and say, well, I can't go until I'm 100%? Well, you ain't going to be 100%, son. You're not. So are you going to be able to do it? And you know what? Yeah, I had an ACL. I could take 18 months, but can you push yourself to get back? And even though maybe you got to work through some things like this young man did, that might be another thing that you say, I like the cut of this kid's jib. Okay? So now when you do all of that, that's that extra layer that pushes you from maybe, well, you're going to be 37th, 50th pick, to, God, that is also a talent that mm-hmm. people don't talk about. It's not the stuff that you write about in the newspapers, but it's important for a locker room, and especially if this kid is as good as we hope he is and is going to take on a leadership role, that sets the tone for your room. And that's why I think Goody likes him as much as he does.
Yeah, it actually is what you write about in the newspapers, too, because the guy tore his ACL in November of 2022, was going to go pro. He was going to declare for the draft after the 2022 season.
Kind of a Joe Thomas situation.
Yeah, and so he comes back. He's back. He starts all 12 games, opts out of the bowl game. But he talked about how important it was. And he was a captain the previous season as a junior. And he was a captain again last year. So, yes, all that stuff matters. I did enjoy that you said you weren't going to be old guy, and you called him young man and kid. So he is a young player, but maybe has kind of an old soul. That
how old is he?
23.
Okay.
So he's
like
not
a little younger.
He's not like
a little younger.
He's not like Brian Bulaga, who came into the league at 20 and was the youngest player to ever start a Super Bowl. But again, he did have the adversity of the knee injury. He did come back from it. He started all the games except for the bowl game last year after he opted out. I think that played a very big role in their view of him. So that matters. All right. So this is not – offensive line picks do not inspire excitement, though. Didn't inspire it for Brian Bulaga, who, by the way, went, I believe, 16th, and yet he didn't come in and take your job right away. You had to suffer an injury.
Was he 16th or was he? I thought he was like 22 or 23.
Maybe not. I'll have to go back and look. But
he was mid-20s.
What matters is he was a first-round tackle who played left tackle in college, and he did not come in and replace you or Cliffy right away. Now, I'm not saying Rasheed Walker is not you or Cliffy, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they will play him right away. There were a lot of things that did play out yesterday that I thought were interesting. We'll talk about that with the quarterback run, with the fact that the Atlanta Falcons took Michael Penix Jr. to develop him on the Packers' plan behind Kirk Cousins. I thought that was really interesting that that happened. No defensive players till number 15. Lending some credence to the idea that defense doesn't matter anymore. And the fact that Chop went before the Packers had a chance to get him, I was disappointed in that as well, because that would have been a sexy pick. There would have been a lot of excitement about old Chop. But no Chop for you, unfortunately, for the Packers. All right. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We will take your reactions to the Packers' first-round pick, Jordan Morgan, tackle, Arizona. Goody called today a very important day for this team, for this organization. He's got four picks today. I have a sneaking suspicion that he'll still take four, and I will turn out that promo and the clip that Jesse used in the montage. I think that has expired. I think that will be proven wrong. I changed my feeling after hearing him talk on Monday. I think he sounded like a guy who really wanted five guys out of the first 2 days. But I wouldn't be surprised if they go up from 41 and use some of their day three capital to do it. Maybe they have to use a third-round pick to do it. But I think if there's someone they want, Kool-Aid.
Do they want? Do you think they want
Newton?
Do they want him?
I don't know that. I last night was a little helter-skelter. There are a couple people that I would be able to ask that of, but I'm curious to know. Because
throw a text out and see what you can get.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. But the bottom line is he is currently available. The 33rd pick will kick things off tonight. The Packers' first pick is at 41. My guess would be that they'll have to go up a little bit to make sure they get him, but maybe they don't want to go up and get him. I know this.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you want to swap out your windows, you can get up to 60 months of 0% interest financing with Gene Adella and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
You get 0% interest for up to 60 months, but you can turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with those brand new Pella Windows and Doors. The luxurious look, sleek design, and custom colors available are guaranteed to give your home the extra pop to entertain and to keep you comfortable. It is the best of both worlds. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, you get 0% interest for up to 60 months. 60 months. And again, that's crazy talk with all of this interest. Again, a guy called me. I told you, I can't believe they're doing that. Well, they are. So you got till May 10th to do it. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Your reactions to the Jordan Morgan pick. Smart, not sexy, is what I would say. What do you say? We'll get to your thoughts next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
Versatile offensive lineman like we like, you know, really athletic. We really kind of feel he could probably play four positions for us. Two-time team captain, just our kind of guy. And I'm really excited to get him, and, you know, it'll be good to get him up here. But I think when you guys get a chance to meet him, we really like him.
Our kind of guy. That was what really stood out to me. Athletic, plays through injury, versatile. Experienced.
Well, isn't that, Jason, that's everybody's kind of guy.
No, played left tackle but could play elsewhere. Also,
let me tell you something. Let me tell you a little something. I don't care what personnel people are out there talking. People want tough, athletic, good, hard-nosed football players.
I understand
that's
that.
Everybody's kind of guy.
How many teams have the track record? Yeah, you've run out of stickiness on your Newton thing. It would be nice to see your face on our television program, although maybe not. How many teams convert college left tackles at the rate the Packers do? I don't think many. I think there are instances, but that's what I'm saying. He's one of those guys. When you go out there and you say he can play four positions, part of that is because that's what they do with Josh Sitton and TJ Lang, and down the list it goes. You know, and I don't know where he's going to end up. What if Sean Ryan's not that good? Right? You can play him. You can play Jordan Morgan at right guard if you want.
Let me tell you something. There are going to be another couple guys in the offensive line drafted in this little draft-a-palooza coming.
But to your point, and the point that I made at the beginning of the show, is that, look, I watched a bunch of teams desperate, drink the sand desperate in the desert for a quarterback. I mean, I'm sorry, I watched a fair number of Oregon games. Bo Nix was good. He's a good college quarterback. But I have a buddy who is a Denver Broncos fan. I think Mel Kiper said that he had Bo Nix as his 31st rated prospect on his big board. He went 12th.
Yeah.
To Denver. And that tells you that now it's all about, hey, we got to take our shot at a quarterback. And as I said to Goody in my question about that run on quarterbacks, you got your guy. He looks like he's pretty good. And so it obviously makes sense that you better make sure you protect the guy that is keeping you from having to be like those teams desperately seeking a quarterback.
Yeah, it's. I just think you look at why teams are successful, and obviously getting this position right is huge for so many reasons. The biggest is belief in the locker room. I've told you guys that a million times on this show.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part of it is, and last night was a stark reminder of it, look at all the energy. Not only you as a staff and as an organization, but as fans and everyone involved goes through in this chase to try and find this guy. And when you do that, you lose out on good players. You give up, as the Minnesota Vikings did. Basically, you start wondering, somebody had a great tweet. The Packers are hosting the draft next year, and Minnesota wants to make sure they don't have to come. That's what they're doing. So it's when you give up that,
that is a good tweet.
There's such a fine line of being surgical and picking your spots.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the, I'm just giving up stuff because I'm chasing. When you're gambling, you want to be like the Green Bay Packers last season. You're playing with house money. When you are losing and you're taking out markers and you're constantly chasing, you end up like Ohtani's translator.
Selling
things
watch.
Go south quick. Things mm-hmm. go south quick. That's what. So hey, the Vikings took their shot. The Sean Payton Broncos, they took their shot.
Yeah.
Do they have a better shot of crapping out? They do, and they know it. And you know what? Sean Payton's like, well, I'm getting $20 million a year. If this doesn't work, I'm out. And you
I'll
know what?
Then
I'll
Fox.
Go back to a cushy gig. Yeah. So that's this chase, this whole chase of what's going on. And when you're the Green Bay Packers, you can accumulate picks. You could say, all right, here we go. And you make that big move to get Jordan Love, you give up a fourth to do it. Not 2 seconds next year, something at 26.
Right.
And then you get that stability, and that's how you build a good football team and the support system to allow Jordan Love to develop and grow, because Bo Nix is going to get thrown to the Wolves. J.J. McCarthy is going to get thrown to the Wolves. The Falcons are trying to Green Bay, but they don't know what the hell they're doing because they got a guy that wasn't even part of their program with a blown-out Achilles that's 30-some-odd years old, and then they draft an old dude with two ACL blowouts.
Uh-huh.
So you can't just, well, let's do what they're doing. Well, you have to actually foster it and grow it and let it let it grow.
And
germinate,
have Hall of Famers.
Is the word I'm looking for. You want them to germinate. Well, but they're becoming Hall of Famers because they're talented, but they're also not just thrown to the Wolves. And here you go. And now Green Bay is sitting there with all these four picks today. Minnesota's got what? The Bears got hardly any. And you're chasing this greatness that you think, and you can't really foster it because you can't develop the groups around it. Now, I know everybody's going to say, well, Minnesota's got this, Chicago, and maybe it'll work. But stability rules when it comes to the NFL. Some teams have it, some teams don't. And you saw the teams chasing last night, and my guess is they're going to have some unfriendly people come knocking at their door when the bill is due. And that bill is going to come due unless these guys end up finding some crypto out in the desert that pops and they make a big haul on it. Whether or not these guys are going to be your crazy crypto, we'll find out. Yeah, shake your head all you want. It's what's going on.
I don't know.
The crypto's out in the desert?
Well, you guys don't understand crypto, which is fine. I'm not going to sit here and explain crypto.
Is it buried in Arizona?
It's where you're drinking the sand of the oasis of searching for a quarterback. But, hey, maybe you'll find some crypto while you're doing it? Am I following you?
I'm not asking you to follow me, my friend.
I'm pretty sure they were doing a radio program for everyone to listen to. They probably want to follow your line of thinking. All right. Well,
so the crypto is people are getting this crypto boom. They're finding it. So, hey, it might work. It might not.
Well, wait, like not
we
anymore.
Don't know.
They're not still finding the crypto boom. Like that was like 3 years ago.
Is it booming again? Right. I'm behind the crypto
Justin
curve.
Justin Fields was crypto.
Okay. We'll see if Penix and we'll see if McCarthy and we'll see if Nix are going to be Dogecoin or are they going to be Bitcoin?
Oh my God. All right.
There's different kinds.
I'm sorry.
Maybe Dogecoin will pop. Maybe some of these other upstarts will pop. I don't know. But you're chasing it, and if it doesn't, the bill comes due. And at some point, you got to pay it unless you get your loans and everything relieved, which could happen too. Who knows?
I don't think there's crypto loan forgiveness going on right now. All right. I would like to get some reactions to this pick because I do want to look ahead to tonight. When Goody calls it such an important day for the Packers, that tells you how he's viewing this. That tells you that for all these other teams that are giving up draft picks to move up, that also means that they don't get to add more good players to their team as they chase the crypto. Did you do any prize picking last night, or were you too busy mining for crypto in the desert and watching the first round of the draft?
Well, did the Denver Nuggets play last night? They did.
I don't know.
They played the Lakers. Yeah, I know you don't. They did, and Olti had a good night last night with prize picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members, and it is simple to play. You pick 2 to 6 player on the stat projections. You go more or less, and then you watch the cash roll in. And if you get frisky, you want to go 4. You want to go 5. You want to go 6 entries? Ooh, baby. You get the big payout, 100x potentially on some of your cash. And PrizePicks offers weekly promotions that I love. I don't know what they have today. I'll have to take a look. They got the Taco Tuesday. They have
Bucks.
I played with Joker. You got all this good stuff. Download the app today. And it's important. Use the promo code WI for a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. If you want that free 100, use the code WI. Again, on PrizePicks, go to PrizePicks.com or simply in the app. Download that app. Pick more, pick less. It is that easy.
All right, we'll get to some of the text messages on the text line, 844-770-3776 for your reactions. Jordan Morgan is the Packers' first-round pick. How do you feel about it? Not sexy, but smart is the way I've described it. What do you think? We'll get to your thoughts next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Guy they need is the left tackle from Arizona, Jordan Morgan.
Okay.
He can play right tackle, play left tackle. He can slide inside and play guard. Packers value versatility. It's not the sexiest pick, but he allows the Packers to do a bunch of good things. He's 6'5", 325, and the offense at Arizona the last couple of years is some of the best offense in the college football league.
When the pick happened, the first person I thought of was Tim and Hale's Corners, and I was hoping that he would be calling to take his much-deserved victory lap.
That's impressive, Tim. I hadn't heard a ton of that name getting thrown around.
Yeah, in part because, as Jordan Morgan told us last night, he didn't really have much contact with the Packers, which, again, goes
subterfuge.
To show
subterfuge
that just because Tyler Guyton and Amarius Mims, I would have loved to have seen Amarius Mims still be on the board, because I would have liked to have seen if they would have picked him, given Goody's predilection for Georgia guys, or if they would have still taken Jordan Morgan, because one is a young guy with very little experience, and one guy's a guy that is 23 and played a ton.
It's interesting you say that, because if you had a beer with Goody, would he say that his Georgia guys have panned out the way he hoped?
No, not if he's being honest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's maybe, at some point, maybe you're like, you know what, man, I went to that Georgia well. I don't know, Jimmy. So, again, Georgia's a great program. Kirby's got it going, and I would draft Georgia Bulldogs all day, every day, too, because they're the best of the best. But there's also, at some point, you're like, Quay's been okay, Wyatt's been okay, but they haven't popped like I think they hope. Hopefully, the new defense will allow them to do that.
Well, let's open up the floor for Tim. I don't know, Timmy. You were right. And he even said it the way we said it this morning. Not sexy. It's not. It's not. But it's necessary. Tim, good morning. Great call, Babe Ruth, as you called your shot. Well done.
Thank you, fellas. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're good. How are you?
Not as good as you, Tim. What? Who are they picking today? Can you give us their four picks today?
I can tell you this. I think they're taking another offensive lineman today at some point. I think Goody's going to double up.
Bortolini. Let's get Bordo in here. Okay.
That could be.
All right, take your victory lap, Tim. Why? What you are so strongly convicted about this, tell us why. Give us the scoop.
Well, as I said yesterday, Arizona had a really good offense last year. And I watched a number of their games, and the game against UCLA when they played Latu, the first defensive player. He really did a number on him. His feet were quick. He pushed him around. He run blocked well. He's really athletic. And he's from a pro-style offense in college, and that means a lot. And I heard somebody yesterday talking about they think this might be like Derek Sherrod. Derek Sherrod played in run-and-shoot offense and didn't have a lot of experience. Didn't. Now, granted, he had an injury, but between him and Jordan Morgan, there's no comparison. Jordan Morgan was a really good player. And Goody values versatility in the offensive line. And that, I think that's one thing that separated him and Graham Barton from Duke. So, I mean, and there wasn't a lot of – you didn't hear a lot of noise about Jordan Morgan either. So the Cooper DeJean pick was too easy. Because everybody was mocking the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's why.
So I also thought it was interesting. So Jed Fish was the coach at Arizona. He's now the coach at Washington. But you made the point yesterday, Tim, and it came up yesterday after the pick was made and talking with Goody and in listening to some of the analysts, including Belichick. I mean, they did. They ran an NFL offense. They did not run spread or run and shoot or the veer, whatever it might be. So he has played. And look, Jed Fish was in, he was with the Rams with Sean McVay. So there are influences of the offense that Jordan Morgan is coming into in the offense he was playing in. So you were right about that too.
Yeah, he's just a really good player. And I'll be honest, I know Goody probably would never say it, and I heard you guys mention it, but if Kerryon Arnold would have been there, or Brian Thomas, the wide receiver from LSU, even though they don't need him, you wonder if they would have taken one of those two guys, or if Jordan Morgan was their guy all the way along.
So here's what's interesting. So, and I'm glad you brought this up because I was meaning to do this. One of the things we talked about with Goody after the pick was about his opportunities to move back. And he made a reference to how there's been a change that teams within divisions now are more willing to trade with each other, which was not the case during his kind of formative years under Ted. They made the trade with Minnesota to get Christian Watson. Last year, Goody made the trade with the Lions that allowed the Lions to get Brian Branch. He basically flat out said that the Lions, who picked 24th and took Arnold, the top-rated corner for most people in the draft, that the Lions called them too. Like, he didn't flat out say it, but he basically intimated it. And I think that he turned down a trade offer from the Lions for them to come up to 25 because he wanted Jordan Morgan, which means regardless of what you think of Arnold, they didn't like Arnold enough to take him instead of Jordan Morgan. Like, the fact that the Lions jumped right in front of him and took Morgan or took Arnold, I don't think that was, oh, man, they took our guy. I don't think that was the case. I think, Tim, your call was the guy they liked. And they fielded more calls for the 25th pick. And if you notice how quickly the pick was in, they basically took those calls and said, no, we're not moving. We're picking our guy. So that tells you how they felt about him. Thanks for the call.
Yep. Thank you.
Tausch, I am curious, though, like, of the other options that are out there, because we are talking about how Jordan Morgan makes sense, protecting Jordan Love, etc. But, like, who would people have been excited about today?
Cooper DeJean. And I would make the argument, depending if Green Bay moves and finds a way to get him, as I said yesterday when it was abundantly clear through the mocks and everything else that Cooper DeJean was going to be available and that a lot of folks thought that that was the pick because of the need at that spot, because of the athleticism, all of the stuff. If he goes somewhere else, it won't be T.J. Watt-like, but I'm telling you, if San Francisco would have grabbed him, or if whomever is ahead of, you know, the Packers today goes ahead and grabs him, it will be, oh, God, every time he makes a play, well, the Packers could have had him. That's the affinity level that I think Packer fans have for Cooper. That should not make any play into it, but I'll be shocked if Green Bay does not look at either one of their linebackers. What's the guy's name from that we were talking about?
Edgerrin Cooper. Edgerrin Cooper.
Either Coop or Cooper DeJean. One of the Coopers or someone of
if
that.
If you're mocking, you're Cooping.
That would be where I think Green Bay will try to go. And it's just a matter of, does Goody want to make those four picks? And it sounds like, from your interactions with him, he is all in on getting these four more really good players. And then the maneuvering will happen because he feels strongly, especially with the fact that all of those quarterbacks went and kind of pushed more really good players into that 30 to 45 range that maybe wouldn't have. That makes me feel like he wants to accumulate those players and then be more selective in trying to get maybe one or two certain guys in the fifth and sixth round.
So last name Newton, DeGene, Kool-Aid, all still on the board. The eight picks before the Packers get on the clock tonight if they don't move up. Buffalo, New England.
Wide out.
Arizona.
Wide out. Arizona will take one of those guys.
All right, I can slow down. Start over. Buffalo.
Wide out. And they potentially, you know, San Francisco with their pick last night. And we should all be paying attention to what San Francisco's doing. Because they obviously are, yeah, they are our kryptonite. They're going to get rid of Ayuk or Debo if they can. And I would think if they can get one of these picks in the mid-30s, I wouldn't be shocked if they got rid of Ayuk. Or I know they'd love to get rid of Debo with that contract, even though he's the heart and soul. You saw last year he's breaking down. If they could trade him for one of those picks and get rid of that salary, I think they'd do it. But Buffalo has got to go wide out. Got him.
For what it's worth, Mike Silver tweeted late last night, Debo looks more likely to be traded than Ayuk. But
yeah, he also said
Tosh is down on Silver.
Yeah.
Silver.
Yeah, Silver's.
All right, real quick, because I want to get the texts.
He's a homer. Go ahead.
So Buffalo, New England.
New England will go wide out or offensive line.
Arizona.
Yeah, they'll probably take one of those guys.
Washington. The Chargers.
You know what? I think Washington trades for Ayuk and gives up a pick or two because it's just a little too convenient. Jaden Daniels is IG living with Ayuk last night. They love each other. And I think he's going to Washington to make this happen, Captain. And the Niners have to dump. They can't pay Ayuk. They got to pay Purdy. They're against the cap. Watch Ayuk go to Washington and San Fran sit in that spot. And San Fran will take Cooper DeGene. And it's Cooper DeGene. Lord, I just hope to God we don't see a Cooper DeGene pick six in an NFC championship game. And all of a sudden we're sitting here thinking, oh, my God, what are we doing? All right.
Los Angeles Chargers. Tennessee Titans.
Wide out.
Tennessee Titans.
Yep.
Carolina Panthers. Yeah. And then Washington again. So Washington has two second-round picks at 35 and 40, and the Packers are at 41. So
yeah, Ayuk is going to Washington today with one of those second-round picks.
I think Goody trades up with the Titans.
Well, I was going to say he's got history with Buffalo, right? He made the Rasul Douglas trade with them, and he could certainly make a trade with Elliot Wolf. His old colleague, his old partner. So those are the top two picks of the second round. Remember, in 2022, he went up to 34, the second pick of the second round, to take Christian Watson. All right, we want to get some more of your thoughts on the Jordan Morgan pick and getting ready for day two of the draft, in which the Packers have not one, not two, not three, but four picks. 2 seconds, two-thirds. Goody called it a very important day for the Packers. We will get to your thoughts coming up. Steinhoffels, meanwhile, has been helping families make homes of their dreams for 90 years, and they're celebrating their 90th anniversary with their Friends and Family event. Take an extra $100 off when you spend $999 or more. Take an extra $200 off when you spend $1,999 or more. Or take advantage of Steinhoffel's 36-month 0% interest financing when you spend over $1,999. And you'll get, as a bonus, a $200 MasterCard rewards card. But hurry, the Steinhoffel's 90th anniversary Friends and Family event ends Sunday. Your thoughts next. Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Some of your texts. 844-770-3776. I want to get to as many as we can, so maybe we can limit our calls to victory laps for today so we can get to as many of your thoughts as we can. 844-770-3776. Jesse, what have you found so far?
So here's one with an instant reaction on from the 608. Remember to say your name and where you're texting from so we can give you proper citation.
That irritates you, doesn't it? Jesse, that irritates me.
It irritates me, too.
It's nice to be
uniformity.
Able to... Why does that irritate you?
Some people like anonymity, and so I think some people intentionally don't say their name and where they're texting
from. Anonymous sources.
Why do we not like anonymity? Anonymity's fine, right? Jason wouldn't be able to write
put your name on it. No, put your name on it.
Well, that you report stuff that you don't. You don't like
actually,
giving up your sources.
Actually, as far as I can tell, Rob's the one who breaks a lot of news. I think that's been demonstrated on this show. So
this might be from Negative Nelly in New London. It's hard
Maybe
to believe.
It's Ned.
It's hard to believe an offensive lineman with a bad ACL and always played in a hot climate can be successful in Green Bay. There have been a few people on the text line who have pointed out this guy's lived his whole life in a warm climate. Is it a tricky thing for someone who's always been in warm weather to come play in Green Bay?
Yeah, I think we can probably go through a very, very, very long list of players that played in California. Aaron Rodgers, I think he had a pretty good little run, didn't he? They can go through Clay Matthews. He had a pretty good little run, didn't he? And we can probably look. I'm sure there's some Hawaiian people that played for the Green Bay Packers that would say, "Probably a pretty good run, didn't they?" So no, that's hogwash.
Ezra Tuaolo.
For 1 second.
Where do most of the great NFL players come from? Generally speaking,
Florida.
Texas,
Cali,
out west. Yes, I mean yes, there are. It ain't exactly cool in Alabama, Georgia. They have to adjust to the cold weather of Green Bay, Wisconsin, no doubt about it. What about the other part of that text from Negative Ned in New London, which I don't think is 608? What about the ACL part?
New London's 920.
Yeah, I think so, too. What about the ACL part, given that you've had two of them yourself? What is that,
yeah,
if anything?
I mean, you obviously would rather not have an ACL, but I think the big thing is you saw him come back, and you don't want, you know, that's where if he does have an ACL and you draft, you have to probably go through that process. Now, he's through that. He's not going to be in a constant rehab mode. He's going to be in work mode, pushing. So injuries are going to happen. I don't think anyone is ever going to have a clean bill of health. And it's, again, I think one of the big things Goody liked. Got back, fought through, and competed his tail off. Those are things that I think you like seeing how guys overcome adversity. Jordan Morgan showed that he can overcome some adversity.
All right, Jesse, we'll get to more text messages coming up to start the 10 o'clock hour. Again, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Were you able to enjoy a Coors Light or two last night, or were you too busy grinding with all your insights into the Packers draft?
No, I had a couple Coors Lights. A great day at the golf course. A beautiful day yesterday. Packers picking O-lineman, Old T, took a little cash from Noli, and Coors Light brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filter, and it's cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp, and it's only 102 calories. That's why it is Coors Light in my head when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
So you want enough from Noli to pay for your Coors Lights and then some?
I'll tell you what,
right?
I ended up pairing up with a great contributor. He used to be a great contributor to the show. He's kind of slacked the last couple of years. Hatch. Old Hatchy. Hit a clutch shot on 18. Big boy shot. And then I stuck a big boy shot on 18, so he cleaned up on old Noli a little bit. It was nice, because he usually beats up.
Yeah, whatever. Hatchell, I follow him on Twitter. He follows me. I get nothing from him. I got no...
Yeah, he's I've let him know that we're disappointed. He gives us the Tom Hanks thing five years ago.
Rested on his laurels. Yeah. Oh,
that's
my God.
Exactly what happened.
It just happened again. We both said laurels. Finishing each other's sentences. We will kick off the 10 o'clock hour with more of your texts. And I do want to start looking ahead to tonight a little bit more, too. Not just the Cooper DeJean component, but second and third round picks, as the Minnesota Vikings and other teams are going to find out. Could you find more things to block your camera angle? You've got your laptop cover that's cut in half of it. You've got your Newton sticky note. Let's just start at the 10 o'clock
hour. If Newton gets drafted, I think we have to push to call him Fig. F-I-G. Fig.
Mm-hmm. Newton's Fig Laws. Newton.
Wouldn't that be fun?
His name is Jerzon. He goes by Johnny. And you want to call him Fig. That's the kind of insight you'll get during the 10 o'clock hour. So please stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.